So the greatest evil.
This is the greatest evil.
We're going to talk about the greatest evil. I think this one has it all. If you didn't like Job, if you didn't like Pharaoh, if you didn't like Lamentations, if you didn't like Calamity, here's the greatest evil that God's going to use for good. There's only one example that we can categorize as the greatest evil ever perpetrated. It is the one example that strains injustice to its limits. It's the one example in which suffering itself strains the limits of comprehension. Men have written about it over and over outside the bounds of Scripture. They look at it, they say, here's the greatest injustice done, the greatest subjection of what shouldn't have been subjected. It also demonstrates that God himself does not remain aloof from the pain that evil produces because he entered that pain via the incarnation.
The incarnation.
Not just Jesus as a baby, yeah, but the whole incarnation.
Right. So obviously we're talking about the crucifixion of the Son of God, right? It should not escape our notice that God meticulously planned and executed the greatest evil perpetrated in history. And that evil involved God himself entering its dark portals, Christensen tells us, right? So this is the greatest evil, and yet God planned it and carried it out meticulously. It was, you know, prophesied detail by detail, right, in the Old Testament. So to understand what took place, Christensen tells us, in the crucifixion of Christ, is to touch on the heart of evil and God's response to it, right? And so this hints, he tells us, at where biblical theodicy must be located, in a cosmically oriented work of redemption via the substitutionary atonement of Christ, right?
Right. Right, God is going to agree that this is evil, but also ultimately good. Before the foundation of the world, it was predestined. And all these people, all these free will actors in whatever capacity, had to have children, allow people to live. They had to be the type of person that continued it from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to Romans, and the increase in knowledge and technology and wealth and global control, and ultimately resting on the hill of Calvary. That's where it culminates.
And so he says, but it suffices. So he's not going to go fully into this. It's going to be in another chapter, right? He says it suffices for the time being to say that Christ bore the enormous weight of evil on his shoulders, and that this was by God's design, right? God ensured that his decreative will, Christensen tells us, to crush him, right, in what Isaiah says, right, crush him, was carried out in providentially meticulous detail.
Right. Right. So the idea that the YouTube atheists have of, oh, you know, God just died over the weekend and he got full glory and that's it. It devalues any idea that the Bible has on what sin is, what the sacrifice was, how important it is. And again, that infinite nature of God is grounded in what was done in the temple with the sacrifices there pointing to Christ. And so God has to be fully man, and he has to be fully God, especially fully God here, because God is transcendent and infinite and requires an infinite transcendent sacrifice to happen. And that can only be Jesus.
Yeah.
And so
God has to do it himself.
Right.
Because he's the only being that's infinite and transcendent.
Right. He incarnates himself. He humbles himself. He gives up his position and comes down. It's amazing. And that's where other religions like Islam, like Judaism, you know, they have an idea of transcendent God, but with respect to sin, it's just, oh, well, he forgives.
Yeah.
That's it? Like, he forgives?
So that
but
actually,
justice isn't done.
Yeah, exactly. It lowers the nature of God. It demeans justice, right? If we've been, again, and, you know, we've said it now, and we're both blue in the face, right? If we've committed an infinite, wrongdoing, it requires, justice requires an infinite penalty.
Right.
That's otherwise it's not justice.
Yeah.
Right?
I spit in the infinite God, the all good God, the all creator from nothing that I not only rely on my existence for, but also my continued existence, plus the restraining of my evil heart that could have been worse. And he's just going to go, that's all right.
Yeah, that's right. I forgive you.
No, yeah. more. That more is required.
Not justice. Right.